Let's turn the clock back to Sunday. Remember Sunday from radio's golden age? In the afternoon, we used to listen to The Quiz Kids and The Shadow. Remember The Shadow, Lamont Cranston? Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. Remember True Detective Mysteries and The House of Mystery? Do you recall Quick as a Flash? And then, to begin a great evening of radio entertainment, do you remember having dinner with Jack Benny?
The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny, with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Gentlemen, today, March 17th, is St. Patrick's Day. As you all know, St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. So today, we bring you a man who was run out of Waukegan, Jack Benny.
I'm glad you said man there anyway. Thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And, Don, for your information, I wasn't run out of Waukegan. It was merely a request by the city fathers and mine. And being a sharp guy, I took the hint and two shirts and left. But let's not talk about me. After all, this is St. Patrick's Day. That's why I'm wearing this shamrock in my lapel.
Shamrock?
Yes.
That's a moth that took a bite out of that $12 suit and turned green.
Hey, don't be funny. This is a very good suit. Taste it. Feel it. Anyway, why aren't you wearing something green today?
I am wearing something green. See?
Oh, yes, yes. What is it?
It's that gold bracelet you gave me for Christmas.
Sunday night just wouldn't have seemed like Sunday night without Jack Benny. You know, he first spoke into a radio microphone on May 2nd of 1931. It was on the Ed Sullivan Show, and he was a part of radio ever since. Those were the days. Some other Sunday night regulars on the radio back in the 1940s. Remember the Fitch bandwagon? Laugh a while, let a song be your smile, use Fitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair. Use Fitch shampoo. Do you remember Crime Doctor? Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, if you were listening to your radio on Sunday nights from radio's golden age, you might recall listening to Take It or Leave It with Phil Baker. Or maybe you heard Take It or Leave It with Gary Moore. And for a while, Eddie Cantor hosted that program that offered the $64 question. We the People was on radio on Sunday nights. So was Meet Me at Parkey's. And the Theater Guild on the Air was a Sunday night feature. And so was the Manhattan Merry-Go-Round. Jump on the Manhattan Merry-Go-Round. We're touring, alluring New York town. Ford Bond was the announcer on the Manhattan Merry-Go-Round, and it was sponsored by Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder. Whatever happened to tooth powder? A big important part of Sunday nights was a fellow by the name of Fred Allen, a man who was really radio's biggest wit. He started back in 1932 on The Linnet Show, and that program was subsequently known as the Salad Bowl Review. And the sponsor of the Salad Bowl Review was Hellman's Mayonnaise. Then he starred on the Sal Hepatica Review, The Hour of Smiles, Town Hall Tonight, the Texaco Star Theater, and finally, The Fred Allen Show.
Well, this past week, the National Federation of Business and Professional Women's Clubs met to discuss the problem of post-war jobs for women. And so our question is, how do you think women will fit into the post-war business world?
Shall we go?
As one headache said to the other headache, let's take a powder. It's so quiet and restful here in Allen's Alley, Portland. But I can put a stop to that just by knocking on the senator's door.
Somebody, I say, somebody knock. Claghorn's the name, Senator Claghorn.
I'm
from the South, way down south.
Every week.
Where I come from, when we say cotton, we don't mean no movie actor.
Now, wait a minute. Look.
Look, don't butt in, son. Well, Stop blabbing.
I'm not trying to blab.
Keep interrupting. Try listening.
If I could only get a word.
Don't give me no Gettysburg address, son.
Now, look. Senator, slow down a minute, if you will, please. You've only two more years in office. What is your opinion of women in the post-war business world?
It's got us worried, son. Senator Glass is all broken up.
Well, then you...
Glass is broken. That's a joke, son. That's witty.
Well, I know it's witty.
That's real Southern humor.
I sensed that it was real Southern humor. I'll go down there and enjoy it some week.
You ain't very quick, are you?
Oh, now, look. Senator... What do you, as man to man, or as man to what I am, what do you think about women going into business?
I say let them go into business.
Fine.
Women can be politicians. Women can be bartenders.
Good, good.
Bartenders, that is.
Yes.
A woman can even be president.
Good.
But there's one thing a woman can never be, son.
A woman can never be?
The father of our country. Come on.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on.